There's no rules on the podcast.
Oh, it's a podcast. Good.
Joining me on the podcast today is Brian Posehn. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
I fucked it up the first time around.
That's all right.
But it's spelled a little unique.
Yeah, you went French.
Did I?
You went Posehn.
Okay.
And it's German, so it's Posehn.
Posehn!
Yes. Well, you got to yell it.
Okay, you got to feel really aggressive about the whole thing.
Yes.
People mess up my name all the time, so I feel bad when I mess up other people's name. My name's just Dana, but it's spelled D-A-E-N-A. And so people are like, Deanna?
Okay.
I'm like, no, shut
Nina?
The fuck up.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's get to the meat and potatoes here. You're going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club this weekend tonight, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You were there last, night?
Yep.
Okay.
First show last night.
How'd the show go?
Fantastic.
People throw tomatoes at you?
Nah. Not here.
Well, you're from here, yeah?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Started in this scene a long time ago. Well, I started in Sacramento, but I always say I got funny in San Francisco.
What changed?
Which
what made
is
you
true.
Funny here?
Well, you... The longer you do it, the funnier you get at it, and or the better you get, and it's just like anything. This is where I got like nerdy about it, and this is where I was doing it every single day, like to get good at anything, guitar playing or telling fart jokes into a microphone. You got to obsess over it, and that's the San Francisco in the 90s is where I was doing that.
Where'd you get your start? Like, what was your first onstage experience?
Up in Sacramento, it was an open mic called the Metro Bar and Grill, and it was in a basement in downtown Sac. Old Sac, as they say sometimes.
Okay. That sounds gross.
Yeah, it
is
gross.
I just pictured wrinkly balls.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. That's why I did it.
So when you come back to... So where do you live now? I'm sorry. I should have asked that.
Southern California.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it.
Oh, you're not?
No, I mean, it's for work. I still feel like I'm from here, like I always will.
Okay.
And you wear the Giants hat down there, and you get shit at the grocery store.
Yeah.
People,
I'm from Southern California,
people
too.
Love the Dodgers so much, and I've already trained my son to hate the Dodgers, which is
okay.
A good thing.
So was he born there, or was he born here?
He's born here, or okay. In L.A., but
oh, okay.
He's... Betraying the local team.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's hardcore in LA.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised in LA, so I can relate on some levels. I'm not a Dodger fan, but I'm an Angels fan.
Oh, nice.
So I don't get as much shit for that.
No, you wouldn't.
Because people here
no one's mad at the Angels.
No. Well, and they don't. So they're in the division with the A's, but people here care more about the Giants. So
oh, yeah.
It's just, it's nothing to argue about. But I think it's fascinating that you hate living in LA. I've discovered since moving here.
Well, I like where I live. I live in the Valley.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Wait,
I live in Encino.
Okay, I'm a Chatsworth girl.
Oh, nice.
The porn capital of the world.
Right.
That's a nice part of the Valley.
Yeah, it's all right. I feel like I live in the suburbs. And
have you adopted the Valley girl, accent yet?
Totally, for sure, for sure.
Gag me with a spoon.
Yeah.
I say things sometimes and people say, oh, you sound like you're from the Valley. I'm like, well, what the fuck did I say? I guess it's just some certain expressions. Are there Bay Area expressions that you have from living here?
Hella.
Yeah.
We still use hella. A couple of my crusty old friends from up here. So, yeah.
I didn't realize that was a Bay Area. I mean, I've been here less than 2 years
like
now. So
people here would tell you they own it.
Yeah.
That they invented hella.
I discovered that real quick moving here. And I'm one of those few people that moved, being from Southern California, that moved here, and I never want to leave. Like,
right.
this is it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever move back up here?
I would, yeah.
Yeah?
Here or Sonoma, where grew up.
Gotcha. So your show tonight, do you have everything outlined in detail? Because I know comedians have different ways that they do everything, or you just wing it and, like, play off the audience and see where things go?
No, it's not meticulously detailed, mm-hmm. but it's pretty, I know the set that I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And I, every night, I tweak it. And especially for here, it's a little different because it's San Francisco. So I open with, talking about the place,
mm-hmm.
which I don't always do because I don't always play places I like.
Mm-hmm.
I have like five places that I play every year that I really enjoy. And then the rest of the places I go to for the money.
So tell me about the places that suck. Just spill it.
You can guess. Well, just, I don't know.
I'm not going to guess. I'm not going to talk shit about these places. That's your job.
No, I'm not going to talk that much shit, but it's just, I just know that I'm going to have more fun in Portland or San Francisco or Austin, Texas than I am at a club in New Jersey called the Stress Factory. You know, like, just know they called it the Stress Factory. Like, what do you expect?
That's the name of the place?
That's the name of a place. And I had a really stressful weekend there. Years
That's
ago.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Not to throw them under the bus.
Yeah, the owner.
Oh my God.
In Florida, let's see if I'm getting into trouble. I'll throw a couple other people.
Okay, go for it.
Florida's one of the worst. It's just, you know.
Have you seen the whole Florida man thing?
Yes.
Okay, did you do it?
What do you mean?
Okay, so what you have to do is you type in Florida man and your birthday. So I'm going to type in your name into Google right now. We're going to do this as we speak.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. I don't have to type your name. You just type Florida man and your birthday. So Florida man. And what's the day and month of your birthday?
July 6th.
Oh, I'm June 6th.
Nice.
Okay, so July 6th. And you take the headline that comes up, and you're supposed to put it on social media. So the first headline for you came up says, Florida... God, now it's all fucking Florida man Google search because everyone's doing it. Okay, Florida man wrecks liquor store, blames it on a caterpillar. That's your headline. Because the whole thing is that everything in Florida sucks so bad that every single day there's something shitty that happens.
Oh,
so if
yeah.
you type in a date, you'll get a Florida man story of something amazing. Insane that happens. So yeah, yours is Florida man wrecks liquor store, blames it on a caterpillar.
Nice.
What do you think happened with that? How do you think you blame it on a caterpillar?
Well, caterpillar... capital C, like not like
a
tiny, no, I think it is a tractor and not a tiny insect.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, hoping. This is not a capital C in this article. Now I'm going to read this. Okay, so now it's talking about the fucking challenge. See, they've ruined it. People have ruined it because everyone keeps posting their stories. So now every Florida man story is coming up about the meme. But I'm just going to go with the fact that I think he blamed it on an actual insect.
All right.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Wow. You really
Have
derailed
you?
Where I was going to go. Convicted, no. Arrested, yes.
Yeah.
I got arrested once. It was not fun. So
yeah, I did a couple of... I got pulled in for 502s, but I never...
What's 502?
Drinking and driving.
Ugh, I didn't even know the code for it.
Yeah.
Same thing
the California
to me.
Code. But,
oh, okay.
It was just harassment. I had long hair at the time. I drove a Volkswagen Bug with a bunch of stickers on it that said, like, skateboarding's not a crime and shit like that.
Right.
So I was just waiting to get pulled over.
Fair enough.
Happened a couple of times, and I was never drunk enough to go to... Well, I went to the tank twice.
Sure.
But never got convicted.
Gotcha.
That's fun, though, hanging in a drunk tank when you're not that drunk.
Is it?
No.
No, I mean, imagine the things you see being sober.
It's terrible.
They stay with you forever.
I saw a man's balls.
Oh.
A dude just took a dump right in front of me. There's a toilet.
Kidding?
There's a toilet with no seat. He just sits... And he's hammered, and then he couldn't communicate.
Okay.
Like, he was so hammered that he forgot what words were. So he tried to get me to, and I was the only other person in the room with him, the cell, and he wanted the toilet paper that was on the other side of the room. So he just went, rah, and like pointed at the toilet paper like a zombie. And then I went, oh, that? You want that? I'm so bombed. I'm like 20 or 21, and I'm just a, you know, naive kid from the, you know. And he's pointing to the toilet paper. So I throw the toilet paper to him. Of course, it bounces off his drunk ass.
Right.
And now I got to actually hand it to him and go next to a dude who is shitting in front of me.
And you're there for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just an innocent
And then
victim.
I get a month later, I get a letter in the mail saying, hey, you're not arrested. Great.
There's a story about a dude up here in the Bay Area that was arrested. He was like framed, I guess, for murder. And they let him out a few years ago, but he sued. And it was just announced 2 days ago, he's getting $13 million from the city of San Francisco. So my point is
Sacramento still owes me about $4 million for seeing this dude's balls.
You should sue. You were wrongfully arrested. You lost that time of your life. You're emotionally scarred.
Yeah.
This could be a whole bit.
Yeah. I think we got one.
Right?
Yeah.
So you said you had a sticker on your car about skateboarding. Did you grow up skating?
I did. Yeah, I was always terrible at it. I fell a lot, but I loved it. And I worked at a skateboard shop as a kid and up in Sacramento.
Does your kid skate?
He's tentative like me, but he's got a couple of skateboards and he's learning.
When's the last time you got on a skateboard?
I stood on one recently in the garage and my wife was like, that's a terrible idea. So I immediately got off of it.
You didn't ride
She's
around?
She's right. No, no.
So I get ridiculed for this. I grew up a little tomboy. I was, you know, riding a skateboard, hanging out with the boys. And my nephews, I got each of them a skateboard for their birthdays many years ago. The older boys are 14 and 16. My sister got pissed off and she's like, you can't even ride a skateboard anymore, but you want my kids to get on a skateboard and break their hip. I'm like, I can ride a skateboard. So yeah, I got on a skateboard and I thought about it. I'm like, I'm too old for this shit. What am I doing? But yeah, I mean, for a guy that kind of grew up working at a skate shop, I'm surprised you know, give it a shot, man.
But I'm way too old.
No, come on.
15 years ago, I could have still dicked around with it, but not at this point.
What do your kids think of your comedy?
My son thinks I'm funny. He calls everything dad jokes. Like everything I say is a dad joke because I'm a dad. But sure. I'm like, dude, my dad jokes are on another level, my friend. Like I'm a professional.
Well, literally.
Like I'm not just writing regular dad jokes.
Did your comedy change when you had kids?
Yeah, you know, you hope it's not, but it will, because it, you know, I suddenly cared about this other thing in my life that I never, you know, it was like, it's a whole new thing. So yeah.
What changed for the better or the worse, you think?
For the better. And I don't know. I feel like it opened me up to things. And I never, as a dad, I don't want to talk about being a dad all the time on stage,
because sure,
people that aren't can give a shit. But it's definitely, you know, opened up material that I didn't know was there, you know.
Well, while everyone might not be a dad, everyone's been a kid at some point, so
right,
there's
right,
some
right,
level of relatability.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I'm really excited for your show. You are performing at Cobb's Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow as well?
Yep.
Okay. Tickets available at cobbscomedy.com.
Yep.
And we're going to post up all this audio online, so we'll retweet it and try and sell you out 2 shows this weekend.
Great.
Are you rested up and ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
Thanks.
I'm going to try and pronounce your last name, Brian Posehn.
Yes.
Woo!
We did it.
I butchered it the first time. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Cool. I'll have Gmo edit that up.